USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is now heading away from the mid-Atlantic states toward Canada. It came ashore on North Carolina's Outer Banks, knocking out power and flooding Ocracoke Island, spinning off tornadoes that hit a number of homes, including Jason Sawyer's on Emerald Isle. He tells WREL he saw what happened to his Ring camera.
We knew it was bad. We didn't realize how bad, but, you know, catching that sound of the tornado hitting us was pretty humbling.
In the Bahamas, hundreds of people are trying to get off Abaco Island after Dorian flattened entire towns. People say there is no water and no power. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis.
I only want you to be patient. We can't move all of you at one time, but the boats will be coming in.
Thousands of people in the Bahamas are still missing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The House Judiciary Committee is prepared to vote next week on a resolution that lays out the procedures for its investigation now that it's actively considering moving to impeach the president. The chairman will be authorized to call full committee and subcommittee hearings in connection with the impeachment deliberations. Also, it allows the committee to have staff attorneys question witnesses at the hearings. An outbreak of serious lung illness that's linked to vaping has caused health officials around the country to issue a warning. At least 5 people have died in the U.S. after vaping, but the actual cause of the deaths is elusive. The latest is in Indiana. Pam Combs is the Indiana Deputy Health Commissioner.
Many individuals have reported vaping THC, the ingredient in marijuana, or other substances. But we do not know what else may have been in these products or what is causing these injuries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The new jobs report shows the economy created around 30,000 fewer jobs than they expected. Here's USA's John Clements.
This was a closely watched report as investors were looking for any insight into the status of the U.S. economy. Eleni Kara-George is with the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Payroll employment rose by 130,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.7%. The unemployment rate for blacks at 5.5% is the lowest on record. Employment in federal government rose, largely reflecting the hiring of temporary workers for the 2020 census. Notable job gains also occurred in healthcare and financial activities, while mining lost jobs.
I'm John Clemens.
The latest smartphone is about to hit the market. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Chinese tech giant Huawei unveiled its latest advanced chipset ahead of the upcoming launch of the latest flagship smartphone, even as uncertainty hangs over whether the device can use Google's Android. Huawei's consumer business CEO, Richard Yu, showed off the Kirin 990 chipset at the IFA Consumer Electronics Fair in Berlin. Optimized for new 5G networks and packaging 10.3 billion transistors into its fingernail size, the Kirin 990 will be the brain powering the Mate 30 phone. Huawei is currently the world's number 2 smartphone maker. They plan a global launch for the phone in Munich on September 19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.